From Michigan Radio, I'm Lester Graham with Michigan Watch. The Truth Squad at Bridge Magazine reviewed a couple of TV ads put on the air by Republican Terry Lynn Land's campaign for U.S. Senate. There's a pretty substantial gap between the truth and the whole truth in those ads. These two TV ads from the Land campaign attack Democratic candidate Congressman Gary Peters. In the first ad we're looking at, it brings up an accusation that's been used against Peters before.
Running the Michigan lottery, Peters allowed outsourcing a state contract to China.
That contract was for 6 million pencils for the lottery's Keno game. David Zeman with the Truth Squad says the ad is true, but it's only part of the story.
No Michigan company had submitted a bid. There had been another U.S. company that had submitted a bid, but it was 30% higher. So the Chinese company actually saved the state of Michigan $90,000.
That ad goes on to criticize Gary Peters' actions in Washington when the Obama economic stimulus plan was passed.
In Congress, he voted to send billions in tax dollars to foreign companies.
Some of the stimulus dollars did go to foreign companies.
The Truth Squad's David Zeman says some of that stimulus money was invested in renewable energy industry.
Those who've researched it found that it was because American companies did not build some of the key components that were needed to produce wind and solar energy.
Again, Zeman says the ad's claim is true as far as it goes. So the Truth Squad ruled no foul for that ad. In a second ad the Terry Lynn Land campaign is running, Peters is portrayed as being too cozy with the banking and finance industry.
Congressman Gary Peters talks about getting tough on Wall Street, but Wall Street isn't worried. Gary Peters spent 20 years as a Wall Street insider himself.
Peters did work in investments in Michigan, not on Wall Street, but the Truth Squad felt Wall Street is a broader term that includes the financial industry in general. And David Zeman says as far as being a Wall Street insider,
anyone who has, you know, deep experience in a business can be classified as an insider.
So no foul there. The ad goes on to claim Peters is getting campaign donations from the industry.
And Peters took more than $2 million from Wall Street bankers and the financial industry. The industry Peters' congressional committee is supposed to monitor.
He has certainly worked on committees that are supposed to be cleaning up Wall Street. As the ad notes, he has marched on Wall Street in the past and is contrasting this with the contributions that he took. It's based on facts that are absolutely true.
So again, the Truth Squad rules, no foul. The Truth Squad notes, while the Land ads are factually true, they don't tell the whole truth. But political ads don't really have to tell the whole truth, and most don't. Which means we as voters have to look into any claim and get the whole story. With Michigan Watch, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.